Urge Overkill is a Chicago band that emerged from a hardcore rock scene in the late 80s. Although most of its music is loud and fast, the trio prides itself on its range and melodies. This has made the group controversial, and they've been accused of selling out. Their former producer has been quoted as saying, "I have to admit, my hatred of Urge Overkill is slightly irrational." What has provoked this sort of reaction? Rock critic Ken Tucker reviews Urge Overkill's new album, Saturation. Got no time for stimulation. Can white lines and drive for hours. Heavy cold sweat under a black sun shower. Under a Silicon Valley sun.
Never underestimate the pleasures of a loud drum beat and distorted guitar chords. Urge Overkill certainly doesn't, and the band builds its remarkably melodic, frequently witty music around them. Of course, ever since the advent of punk rock in the late 70s, melody and wit doesn't buy you very much in the way of credibility among fans of volume and speed. But Urge Overkill, to its credit, does what any good rock band does when confronted with a new set of rules. It trashes them. When I take you. There's a lot about Urge Overkill that's full of malarkey. The drummer calls himself Blackie Onassis, and the group has a tendency to be annoyingly campy. They dress on stage in disco-era leisure suits and mar their album with Erica Kane, a dumb song saluting a TV soap opera character. But none of this stuff interferes with the fact that these are talented guys, as capable of cranking up the volume as they are of pulling off a soft acoustic rocker like this, called Dropout. What's the matter with to you, make you feel that way? Baby, ain't that a shame when they call you a name? Dropping out from school, guess it wasn't so cool. Urge Overkill makes a convincing case for the benefits of eclecticism. This Chicago band, whose previous albums had a muddy, monochromatic sound, went to Philadelphia to record Saturation with the Butcher Boys, Joe and Phil Niccolo. They're the production team responsible for exciting new hip-hop acts like Cypress Hill and Criss Cross. By denying the boundaries of rock music, Urge Overkill expands them.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.